Feel like you're stumbling around in the dark when it comes to your relationship with Christ? Then I would invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we go to God's Word for focus and direction. Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon is next. Join us. Hello. Welcome to Abounding Grace, the ministry of United Reformed Church here in Linden, located at 8650 Benson Road. We would invite you to join us as our teacher and pastor, Chris Gordon, refers us back to God's Word once again that we might find our grounding in Christ, our encouragement, and our strength to go on day by day in Him. With this edition of Abounding Grace, here's Pastor Chris.
Well, thank you for tuning in on this Thursday session of Abounding Grace. If you've been with us this past week, you know we are looking at and evaluating and reviewing the book, Christless Christianity, the Alternative Gospel of the American Church. This is written by Michael Horton, published by Baker Books, 2008. And what an exciting book, what a very exposing book as to the current evangelical Christian climate in the United States of America, what we've considered this week. We have found ourselves in a current climate where the gospel has been completely eclipsed. Christ is not being preached. He's not being heralded as the way and the answer that God has given to sinners who are under the curse of the law and are threatened with the condemnation of hell if they do not have a righteousness that stands outside of them. And God has provided that. He's announced that righteousness in Christ alone. Well, today everything has been turned inward. It's all been assumed that we just get the doctrinal stuff. It's all been assumed that we get the gospel. Now we need to get really practical about life. Now we need to be relevant. And relevance is assumed as something beyond the preaching of the cross. Relevant, then, is how I can have steps and practical ideas of how to become a better me. Do more and try harder is the core of the message. And so we've looked at this week. Everyone seems to be, with the messages today, turning inward. Here's how you do it. Here's how you have this best life now. The interesting and striking thing today is that what it has done is completely trivialize the Christian message. There just isn't much today that Horton here outlines in the book that is being said that you could not hear from Dr. Phil, Dr. Laura, and Oprah. He says in chapter 4, and this is a little bit what I'm highlighting today on Abounding Grace, how we turn good news into good advice. He says you just don't need the Bible in order to know that your children need regular sleep patterns, and the secret to a good marriage is to talk, talk, talk. Divorce is normally devastating for children, and if you don't rule your credit cards, they will rule you. We come into church today, and the pastor sits down. He has some great topic he's going to talk about, how you can beat credit card debt, how you can do this or how you can do that, how you can fix that. And Christianity, Horton says, has been reduced basically to ethics, getting people to do the right things. And it's been reduced to good advice. It's turned into the culture in the church of life coaching. When we pitch Christianity, Horton says, as the best method of personal improvement, complete with testimonies about how much better we are ever since we, quote, surrendered all, non-Christians can legitimately demand of us, what right do you have to say that yours is the only source of happiness, meaning, exciting experiences, and moral betterment? Jesus is clearly not the only effective way to a better life or to being a better me. One can lose weight, stop smoking, improve one's marriage, and become a nicer person without Jesus. Now that's, you see what he's getting at today. When we go around and talk about our great techniques for how to have a better life now, how to fix all of our problems, how to lose weight, stop smoking, improve the marriage, we're really not saying anything different or even any better than the world says it. There's nothing really unique about our message, Horton says. It's all trivialized. The Bible is mined, he's told us again and again, as sort of a great fortune cookie, pulling out verses to help us accomplish becoming happier and better. So, what distinguishes Christianity at its heart is not a moral code, Horton says, but its story. This is so important. A story of a creator who, although rejected by those he created in his image, stooped to reconcile them to himself through his son. This is not a story about the individual's heavenward progress, but the recital of historical events of God's incarnation, atonement, resurrection, ascension, and return, and the exploration of their rich significance. At its heart, this story is the gospel, the good news that God has reconciled us to himself in Christ. My friends, that's what we're getting at today. Turning inward leaves us under the condemnation and under the law. Because when the message becomes do, 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 the message becomes how you can improve your life, you have left yourselves in a sort of what Horton calls easy listening legalism. I want to quote this. This is on page 106. This is very important. When pastors are expected to be coaches, sending in the plays, and their parishioners are expected to be all-stars to take Jesus's team to victory in the culture wars, the focus must necessarily fall on what we do rather than on what God has done, on our stories and strategies rather than God's. But this means that much of our ministry today, here it is law without gospel, exhortation without news, instructions without announcement, deeds without creeds, with the accent on what would Jesus do rather than on what has Jesus done. You see the difference, my friends? Do you see what he's saying? All we've done is create a new system of legalism with all this, with all these steps, with all these new laws, which somehow people think are freeing. Actually, they leave us under the condemnation because we don't ever turn outside of ourselves to hear the gospel. The gospel is an announcement. The gospel, the evangelion, is good news. It's good news that we don't have to turn inside ourselves. We have somebody who's come outside of us from heaven to free us. You see, that's why it's gospel. We're confusing these categories today, says Horton. These categories, if confused, leave us under bondage. Joyce Meyer, Joyce Meyer on page 134, when she said, I finally realized that the gospel is not about rules. Now listen to this, my friends. It's about loving God and each other. Now, did you pick up that? I finally realized the gospel is not about rules. It's about loving God and each other. So what have you done this week to help somebody out you know? We've encountered this, haven't we? Says Horton, a similar theme in Osteen. Christianity isn't a bunch of rules. Its essence is loving God and others. My friends, love is the fulfillment of the law. You see what we've done? We've only said, it's not about all the old rules we used to hear preached today. It's about new rules, in other words, which isn't new. It's the old fulfillment of the law, which is love. Look, that's not gospel. Our love for one another is a beautiful effect of the gospel, says Horton, but it's not gospel. Gospel is always about what Christ has done for you. Done, period. Fulfilled, paid for. It is finished, said Jesus. Remember? If God's voice of law does not decenter us, says Horton, throw us off balance, and judge our best efforts as having fallen short of God's glory, we will never flee to Christ, our mediator, greater than Moses. Look, that's the great point, I think, again, that we're getting at. One of Osteen's great claim is, when he went on Larry King Live, is he just hopes God's going to look at our hearts and see that we did our best. And so all ministry is aimed to us doing our best. But what does the Bible say about the heart? The heart is deceitful above all things, desperately wicked. Who can know it? No, we are constantly and daily to be cast upon Christ in the preaching of the cross. That's what I would ask you today. Is the preaching that you're hearing casting you upon the mercies that God has given in his Son? Are you totally thrown, devalued of yourself, emptied of yourself, humbled in yourself? As Christ said, have you lost yourself? And are you totally cast upon Jesus Christ and his saving work? That's where the power lies. That's where the encouragement lies. That's where the balm for the hurting soul who has sinned and is under the just judgment of God, that's where the balm is found. And so we have to remember that this is what the Lord has designed. Well, I want you to listen to, and this is where we'll end up today. Jesus as a life coach, therapist, buddy, significant other, founder of Western civilization, political messiah, example of radical living, and countless other images can distract us from the stumbling block and foolishness of Christ and Him crucified. That is such an important point. There is an offense. There is an offense nature to what we're preaching, to what we're doing. It's the offense of the cross. It's the offense that, remember when Jesus had all His disciples come to Him and He was preaching? It wasn't about becoming a better them. As He preached, He was so confronting sin in their lives. He was so pounding with the law that they got angry. And in John 6, remember what Jesus said? As He preached, as He warned, as He convicted, He turned to them and said, "Does this offend you? Does this offend you?" There's an offense element to this. The offense element is that the sinner is being confronted like the rich young ruler. Remember when he came to Jesus and wanted life? He fell at His feet and said, "What must I do that I may inherit eternal life?" Jesus held out the law. "Oh, here's what you can do. Keep this law perfectly." That law was given not so that they would have moral improvement, not so that the rich young ruler would step up and say, "Look how good I am." He did say that. Actually, that law was given to crush Him. That law was given, and Jesus said, "No, there is a law you have broken. And you know what it is? Go sell all your possessions," meaning you're full of idolatry. What that should have done, the law, is so crush Him that He fell on His knees and turned outside of Himself to the One who had the ability to forgive Him, to wash Him, and impute His own righteousness to His account, that He might stand before this holy God. That's what we need a recovery of today. All the kingdom living and all that stuff will flow from constantly being nurtured and overwhelmed with the wonderful news of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I say this today that we all might long to have Christ preach, who is our righteousness, our power, and our life. Then we will live and be the kind of Christians the Lord calls us to be.
Growing in grace so that we don't groan in disgrace. This has been Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon from United Reformed Church here in Linden. We spend just a few minutes a day together, but it's our hope and prayer that those few minutes help you grow in your understanding of God's great love for you and I in His Son, Jesus Christ.
Well, on that note, I'd like to invite you to our 2009 Pacific Northwest Reformation Conference here at the Linden United Reformed Church on October 9 and 10, 2009, which is real close. So if you'd like to come, this conference is free of charge, and I would sincerely encourage you to do that. We don't want to charge because we want people to come. And the cost for this, we're going to pick up. So look, we're bringing out Dr. W. Robert Godfrey of Westminster Seminary, California, and I will be speaking on one session on Saturday, but he will be speaking Friday night at 7, and then he'll have three sessions on Saturday. We will October 10, to look at this great subject of Christ-centered Christianity. That should be the heart and pulse of everything that we do in the Christian church. So we'll look at Christ at the center of the church, Christ at the center of worship and preaching and salvation. Again, this is free of charge. You can go to our website at lindenurc.com to get more information or give us a call, 360-318-0429. Again, that website, lindenurc.com.